Blog Talk Radio.
From coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psychic Talk, president of the Tarot Guild, and co-founder of the International Association of Angel Practitioners, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And on today's show, three psychics, one show. It's going to be a lot of fun. First, let me bring on my co-host. She is a Pillai Center facilitator and coach, helping people to use ancient Vedic meditations and techniques for spiritual advancement. She's a certified life coach, tarot reader, and a producer for Psychic Talk Radio. Here she is, coming to us from Berkeley, California, Dr. Rose Wilkerson.
Hey,
Dr.
Rose. Everyone. Hey, Dax, how you doing? Hello to everyone, the whole globe. It's nice to be here this morning. Well, it's morning for me.
Oh, boy. It's still morning for me, too, even though it's 12:30. But when you guys shift your times, we don't change our times. So normally we're on the same Pacific time as you. Now we're an hour later, but it still feels like, 11 in the morning to me.
11. Yeah. There's been some thoughts that California might not do that anymore, but who knows?
Oh, I wish everybody would just stop it, because, and then in Europe, they do it a couple weeks before or a couple weeks after us. And so with the radio shows, things get really confusing because we've got hosts all across Europe, different time zones in Greece, sometimes Anne's in Greece, sometimes she's in Stockholm, Sweden, Lottie and Frankie, that, they're in Stockholm. We've got Angela in the UK. I think she's in Devon. In fact, Angela is supposed to be on the show with us, and she is having some Skype issues trying to call into the show. And I really hope she gets in on the show because the topic today is actually her topic, and we can't really discuss it without Angela. But, hey, let me introduce Angela anyway, even though she's, working hard behind the scenes, trying to Skype in. The wonders of technology is, technology is great, but sometimes every once in a great while, there's just some issues. Anyway, she is a angelic Reiki master teacher. And talk about tongue twisters here. She's also an Atlantean, like Atlantis. An Atlantean master practitioner and an angel card reader. She's also an Access Bars practitioner, which someday we have to do a whole show on Access Bar and also Atlantean healer. I want to find out about those modalities because I don't know a thing about that, Rose. And she's one of our newest hosts. Exactly. She's one of our newest hosts here on Psychic Talk, Angela Johnson, all the way from the UK. And we're going to keep our fingers crossed that she can get in here. In the meantime, however, we can take phone calls and we can chat with everybody that's out there. And if you're thinking, maybe you're listening live and you're kind of sitting on the fence, you're thinking about whether you want to call in or not, well, you should, because the phone lines are wide open. We have a few calls in queue, but there's plenty of room. So if you call in now, you'll be next. And we take the calls in the order that they come in. So you want to get in the queue now so you get your spot in the order there. It's 714-816-4628. You can also join us in the chat room. Grateful Being is in there. Timid Newcomer. They give you these cool names if you don't you know, change it to your own pseudonym or your own name. But Eli Hart's in there, one of our regular listeners. Dr. Rose is in there. I'm in there. Come join us. You know, the water's fine, folks. PsychicTalk.net/live. Come join us in the chat room because you can chat about the topic, chat about the show, ask us questions about, you know, psychic development and spirituality and the law of attraction. You can ask us about tarot and numerology. You can ask us about life coaching, spiritual life coaching. You can ask us about Vedic practices and my mind just blanked out there, Rose. What's the other thing you're famous for on the shows here? The
goddess guidance.
I wanted to say mandala. No. The mandala, not mandalas, but mantras. Yes, the mantras. Dr. Rose is queen of the mantras, folks. She has a mantra for everything. So, you know, you can ask you can ask us about all those things. Also, I do hypnotherapy. I do neurolinguistics, emotional freedom technique, and energy healing. So, you know, you can ask us all those questions in the chat room. Just go to psychictalk.net/live. You'll see the player right there. You can listen to the show and scroll down below the player and jump in the chat room with us. We would love to chat with you. You can also ask for a mini reading right there in the chat room. Ask a life question, you know, career, love, life, and anything along those lines, or even more deep questions. You know, Rose, we don't get a lot of the deep ones.
Yeah. Like, what would you consider a deep question, for example?
You know, life purpose and things like that. In fact, that's actually our next show, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I'm rushing over there right now. PsychicTalk.net/upcoming has all of our shows. And because I wanted to see the exact title I gave it. Okay, does everyone have a calling / life purpose?
Yeah,
and
I'm
so that's going to be
that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fascinating topic, right?
Absolutely. I think that's a great deep topic we can have on the show.
Yes, and, you know, that's one of the big questions. You know, bigger than, you know, am I going to meet the tall, dark stranger? You know, am I going to get the job? You know, not that there's anything wrong with the life questions. You know,
right.
we get a ton of them, you know. But some of those bigger questions, you know, the meaning of it all. And, you know, I don't know. That's why we need you to call in and ask them, because what's your big burning question? You know, what am I supposed to be doing? And of course we'll do a lot of that on the next episode next Wednesday. You know, do we each come in? You know, I know in numerology, I talk a lot about things like destiny number and life path. And, you know, there is predispositions, I guess you'd put it, you know. There's leanings towards certain things that we can talk about and everything like that. But I have a completely different take on it, which I can't wait to expound upon next Wednesday. I have a very different take from a lot of the psychics out there, because, you know, they're all about, you know, get a reading with me and we'll talk about your life purpose. And it's not that I don't do that, but I come from a different perspective that, you know, we're here to experience, we're here to manifest, and we can do anything literally that we want. And so I have a slightly different take on it. And I can't wait to hear your take on it. I can't wait to hear Angela's take on it. And still waiting for Angela to pop into the queue here. Today's topic, she brought it up. It's healing modalities and the aura. You know, we have this aura, and they actually have aura cameras. They can take pictures of the aura. I had that done years and years ago in San Diego at the tarot meetup in San Diego, and we had a fellow come in and actually did the aura camera and took our auras. And it was fascinating, Rose, fascinating. And what makes it even more fascinating is that Angela actually participated in an experiment along these lines. And I don't know the particulars. That's why we need Angela. But the gist that I kind of got from it was that in the experiment, they used auric photography. And, you know, I don't know if it was picture still images or if it was done with video somehow. I'm not sure. Again, that's why we need Angela. But they were doing different healing modalities and then looking at the aura, which I think, you know, I'm dying to know what was the result of the experiment. You know, it's fascinating stuff. So while we're waiting for Angela to join us, you can join us at 714-816-4628. If you didn't catch that, grab your pad, grab your phone, because you should have this in your phone because it's the same number for all of our shows all week long. Or grab your old-fashioned pen and paper, which I still use. That's how old I am. Get ready. I'm going to give it out. Are you ready? Do you have your pen and paper? Okay, here it is. One more time, 714-816-4628. And remember to join us in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. And I think some people are actually putting some questions in there. Rose, I'll let you monitor that because I know you're in there and I'm doing the switchboard. Let's bring on our first caller for today. One thing real quick, though, before we do that, I did want to mention the numerology of the day. Today is a 5-day that's high energy. It's the number of the adventurer. It's also the chaos number in numerology. Things may be a little chaotic today. You know, this 5 days are not days to sign contracts and do anything big or make any big decisions. You know, I always say read a good book, you know, take that Epsom salt bath, go out to the lake, ride a roller coaster, go to the movies, do that kind of thing. Yep. And also it is a one date, the whole date, 12/5/2018. If you add that all up, 1 + 2 + 5 + 2 + 0 + 1 + 8, you get 19. 1 + 9 = 10. 1 + 0 = 1. So it's a one day date. I'm sorry, a one date. So that is self. That is all about you. Now there's an opportunity here to combine those energies, to take advantage of the high energy 5-day, and set an intention now to not slip into the chaos, the possible chaotic aspect of the 5 energy, but rather use the high energy to accomplish some things for self, for you right now. And it's interesting, too, because I got the card of the day. I got the Hanged Man, Rose.
Oh, okay.
And the Hanged Man, you know, when the Hanged Man comes up in readings, you know, sometimes it can be talking about a delay. You're literally hung up for a while. But a big thing about the Hanged Man is adaptability to change. It's transformation, pausing to reflect. It's a rebirth sometimes, okay? It's sacrificing one thing to obtain another. You know, in the Hanged Man, the man is not actually hung, but it is rather hanging upside down. He put himself in that position on purpose. And, you know, he has a pleasant look on his face. He's not in pain or anything like that. It's not that kind of hanging. He's inverted himself upside down so he can get a new perspective on the world and see things 180 degrees upside down from everybody. It's literally thinking outside the box, Rose.
Wow.
And I forget the name of, you know, it's a Tau cross. It's not, you know, he's hanging from a crucifix upside down. No, that's not what it is, folks. It's a T. It's a Tau cross.
Yeah.
It's reminiscent of the God, how did you say that? It's the Yggdrasil tree, I think. God, it was Odin or Thor, one of the Norse gods. You know, hung himself upside down for a long period of time. I don't know if it was 30, 40 days, or maybe it was longer. I don't know. But the story goes, you know, he hung himself upside down from the tree of knowledge so that he could, you know, acquire the divine knowledge. And that's, and he was given the runes. That's where the runes come from.
Mm. Wow.
So you see, there's a
lot. I've never heard
there's
that.
A lot going on. Yeah, well, there's a lot going on with the Hanged Man, you know?
Yeah.
And this is a lot deeper than a lot of people that study Tarot or, you know, even tarot readers for 30 years, you know, go into. And that's the card of the day. So if you combine that with the one energy of the date and the five energy of the day, that high energy, and take advantage of that and start thinking outside the box, and be open to change and transformation of self. You got that one energy, but also, you know, things in your life like career.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great day for doing that. A great day for planning the things out, not actually necessarily launching into it, because like I said, 5 days bad for writing contracts, making decisions, getting married. Yeah, don't get married in a 5 month or a 5 year or a 5 day. Folks. You know, that's why folks come to numerologists, because we tell you, you know, when is the optimal dates.
Right.
Okay. So also in the background, Rose, if you want to, you know, send out a Facebook message to Angela, see if she's any closer to getting in on the air here. Meanwhile, I'm going to bring on the first caller. Let's see, who is waiting the longest? It looks like it's area code, I'm going to say 262. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Michelle, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Michelle from Wisconsin, you are live on Psychic Talk. It's open lines. You can talk about anything you want. You can get a mini reading. Whatever you'd like to chat about, Michelle.
Okay. A mini reading would be nice.
So what's going on with you? There's got to be, if you called into the show and took the time to hang out with us for a little bit, Michelle, there's got to be a burning question. What is going on?
Well, I kind of have two, so I don't know if you want me to just pick one or...
Well, you know, we've got time. We're waiting for Angela to call in, so we can do the topic for the show here. And we've got a few callers, but not a lot. So we can spend a little bit more time than we normally do with our callers today. So everybody in queue, you know, everybody in queue, we are definitely going to get to you. And we're going to be able to spend a little bit more time with you than normal on today's show. So if you want to ask, you know, normally it's just one question per customer. But we might be able to tackle a couple here, especially I got Rose helping me out. Right, Rose? You going to pull some cards, too?
Yeah. Oh, you know,
awesome.
I don't really do tarot, but I'll have some other advice for you.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you were doing tarot. You're a tarot reader. But you're not using it on the shows. You're doing life coaching more, aren't you?
Yes.
See,
so what's your question?
Michelle.
Okay.
Yeah, what's your question?
My question about, am I going to meet someone? I'm talking to somebody right now, but I haven't met him yet. And my next question, I applied for like a leadership course at work, and I'm trying to move up at work, and I was just wondering if you see any of that stuff working out.
Always
I just applied
thing.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm pulling some cards here. I'm actually pulling two rows, one for each question. And, you know, it's looking really positive as far as, you know, I don't know if it's this particular individual, but definitely somebody, because a lot of the cards are very positive and moving in that direction. The real big one is the Wheel of Fortune. So, you know, literally the wheels are turning in your favor. As far as relationships go, the Nine of Cups shows up, which is literally the wish come true card and emotional fulfillment. I'm liking that a lot. Now, the Hermit card's showing up.
Okay.
And It's another major arcana card, which is another yes, going to happen. But there might be a slight delay. You also might want to take some more time to think about this a little bit more. And when that card shows up, there's, you know, often it's often talking about seeking out some wise counsel, which you're doing right now with us. But I'm feeling like somebody close to you that's a wise confidant, you know, or maybe somebody local. I'm getting something like that that you should be looking into. Yeah, and this person, let me give you some info here. And I got to pull up my cheat sheet because I never lie on the program. I just tell it the way it is. And the way it is, you know, for me is, man, I'm not an astrologer, you know. So I have a cheat sheet literally for these, you know, associations. And what's showing up is the Page of Wands. And this potentially might be a person that's younger than you. Or just their personality. They come across more youthful. It's the Page of Wands. So Wands is the fire energy, which is Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. So I wouldn't be surprised if this person turns out to be an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius. Doesn't have to be, though. But they have that fire energy. This is somebody that's dependable, has infectious enthusiasm for life, lively disposition. They're quite daring and adventurous and exploring. You know, all the pages are about exploring and study and learning. And in the background, in the Page of Wands, is three pyramids. I wouldn't be surprised also if this person is from elsewhere, let us say, you know, or that you could end up meeting him on a trip overseas. And I mean, there's so many possibilities to it. You know, we can't really figure it out too deeply on a phone call, but you know, when we have 2-3 minutes, but we're available for longer sessions. You know, you can find Rose on the website at psychictalk.net/Dr. Rose. It's /DRROSE. And I'm Dax. So psychictalk.net/Dax. Angela is psychictalk.net/Angela. Any advice that you have, Rose? And then we can look into the second question there.
Yes, I'd say real quickly, one of the things that I do for the company that I work for, we have a lot of Facebook groups where people are chanting mantras on a day-to-day basis. And so one of the groups we have focuses on the mantra KLEEM. That's KLEEM, or some people spell it KLIM. And that is the mantra for love and attraction. And it's a very powerful mantra. And it's powerful in a way where we've had people say, I've been chanting KLEEM, and my ex, the one I didn't like, came back to my life. Or this guy was talking to me, but he wasn't really the kind of guy I want. So what that really means is that KLEEM is it registers on your own vibration and your own thoughts about what it is that you, what kind of relationship you want. So as you're out there, you know, talking, whether it's this guy or somebody else, really envision what it is that you want and what kind of person you want. Don't focus necessarily on a specific person, but the qualities of the person. Like, what do you see the two of you doing on a day-to-day basis? What kind of conversations are you having? How does this person show their love to you, and how do you show love to them? And that's when you start radiating that, that's when you'll start attracting, you know, like the, almost like what Dax was talking about, the page in the reading, you know? So that's what I would say, focus in on that. Don't worry about anything, any relationships that happened in the past and blah, 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 and, you know, leave all that behind. But just focus on, you know, really visualize, dream it, basically, you know, the kind of person you want.
Okay. What does KLEEM stand for?
clean. It's a Sanskrit mantra, and it's really these, a lot of these, they call it a seed mantra, and basically it doesn't have a specific meaning. It's more about its function.
Oh, okay.
So clean,
I thought maybe it was like an acronym or something.
Oh, no, no. It's,
or
it's,
a Sanskrit
it's a
word,
language.
Maybe?
I don't think it's
probably
a
like
word.
A Sanskrit.
Really,
oh.
I'll have to look
it's
it
a sound,
look it
maybe.
Yeah, it's just the sound, and it's more about what it does. It's more
the
about
sound,
the function.
Yeah.
We call it the love and relationships mantra. It deals with all relationships, so it can bring harmony to relationships that you currently have. Even business people
okay.
can attract if they're looking for more clients or customers. They can use clean for that. So it's
okay.
really an attraction
uh-huh.
mantra. Yeah,
okay.
and it doesn't
I'll
have
give
a specific
you a,
meaning. It's just go ahead, Dak.
Yeah, Michelle, I'll give you a more relatable analogy. It's like Om. And you know how the
okay.
transcendental meditate,
yeah.
They'll use Om, which people write it out, O-M. And then there is
mm-hmm.
the script for it. But it's actually just a sound. It's not a word with meaning.
Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I get
and then real quickly, what was your second question again? I'm sorry, we talked so much here in the first question, I lost track.
Hey, that's okay. Do you see me getting a leadership class or role at work, moving up?
Okay. Now, are there women who are the decision makers in this?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And well, the reason why I bring that up is, you know, it's not giving me a solid answer on this. And what it's doing is it's showing me all these people that are involved with the decision. And they're showing up as the Queen of Wands and the Queen of Swords and things like that. The other, another Swords one shows – Swords are all thoughts, by the way. Another Sword shows up. It's the air element. The Seven of Swords. And this is a – interesting card. A lot of times when that card shows up, there's some sneaky stuff going on in the background. I don't know that that's necessarily mm-hmm. true for this particular situation, though, but it does also speak about tactics, strategy. Animal cunning is a big one. Stealth, evasiveness. That's some of the typical associations to the card. And I'm feeling that it's talking about, you know, it could be... you know, work intrigue, but it could also just be some strategic things going on because it's the main focus in the center of the spread here with the Queen of Wands and the Queen of Swords kind of bookending the whole reading. Now, it is giving me an indication that this could happen very quickly, but it may mm-hmm. have to do with you using some more strategies and aligning yourself with the decision makers. The nostalgia card is showing up too. Okay, and that's a very positive card for this going your way. But like I said, it's not a strong yes answer. It's all this other stuff that has to happen before you can actually do that in
mm-hmm.
your work. It may have some, you know, some of these strategic maneuverings might have something to do with something from your childhood or earlier in your life where you have the right background for this and you need to maybe expose
mm-hmm.
that more. It's kind of the feeling I'm getting here. You know, there's more to be done before you can actually get a yes out of these people.
So maybe
so
I
hope that helps
take
you
that class first or something. Or
yes, that could be too. That very mm-hmm. well could be too.
That's interesting that you were talking about, what was it, the background and everything, because the first thing that popped into my mind when you were talking about her, you know, this move up or leadership role, the mantra, I guess I love mantras, the mantra that came to mind, is the mantra Hreem, and that's H-R-E-E-M, H-R-E-E-M. And that's another one that doesn't, it's a Sanskrit word that has no meaning, but its function is for self-confidence. I had that radiating in my mind about she needs to do freem, and that gives you that confidence. Like when you walk into a room, it really like changes your aura in a sense, right? You walk into the room and people notice you, like, oh, you know, maybe Michelle, maybe we need to hire Michelle, bring her up to that higher level kind of thing. And it's really just, and the reason why, the reason why I love mantras, it's really just about, people think that, well, I have to have this, I have to have this degree, I have to be able to do this. Now, there are some, obviously some jobs that require some skill, but it's really about what's happening internally for you. And the reason why someone who may not have many skills, but they can move up, is that that's a part of their aura. That's what that's the energy that they're, you know, just coming out of their body, right? And so you want to do that. If you can take on chanting Hreem, H-R-E-E-M, or you could write it. The standard practice is to do 108 times in one session, and if you can't do that, do it when you can. Just remember when you can, try to do it 5 minutes a day and increase your time, and that will also change, you know, in terms of how people
108. Huh. Okay. 108 times.
That's the standard, and I always tell people it doesn't – we do. There's a lot of different meanings why 108, but do it – I would say the best way to do it is to do it if you can do it in some kind of meditation mode, maybe just sitting comfortably with your eyes closed and chanting. That's great. You can do it just by time, just 5 minutes, and then once you do 5 minutes, a few days, you know, increase it to 10 or something like that. You know, you don't have to do 108.
By the way, Rose, I was going to say, if she and everybody listening out there, you know, does it 27 times, 4 times a day, you get the traditional 108. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
There you go. That's right. The numerologist.
Should I write
I'm the numbers
cream,
man.
The first one you said, too?
Yeah, it's up to you. It's just about more about the brain function. You know, there are different parts of the brain are accessed when you're writing versus when you're chanting. Both of them are just as powerful. So do it as you see fit or what works for you. You can write it or you can chant it.
No, I mean of the first one that you said, the K-L-E-E-M, could that one be written too?
Right. That can be written too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try it.
All right, Michelle.
Okay.
You're going to have to call in and give us a report now.
I will. Thank you so much. I'll start today.
All right.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Awesome. We can't wait to find out what happens with that because, you know, the evidence is in the doing, you know. So we want to find out. We want to find out. So, we've got Eli from New York waiting in the wings, area code 917, 916. Oh, there's another 917, but they don't have their hand raised. By the way, if you're calling in, folks, remember to press the number one on your keypad. I forgot to say that at the beginning of the show because we assume you're just listening to the show and you don't want to be on air if you don't press the one. Okay, so anybody calling in, and there's still time for you to call in. We're only, what, halfway through the show? You can call in 714-816-4628 and press the number one on your keypad to be live on air with us. We're going to go to those calls in just a moment, but we are at the bottom of the hour, on this show. I forgot it's the top of the hour because all of our other shows are the other way around. But anyway, I wanted to let you know some of the great shows that are coming up on the network. You can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming or just click the link from the main page, psychictalk.net, and see all the upcoming shows. Now, the Thursday show is on hiatus. That's Sue and Ann, Soul Sisters. They're on hiatus for the holiday. They're doing a holiday break till the beginning of next year, so they'll be back first week of January. But Sue is joining me on the new Friday show with our newest radio host, professional psychic medium and tarot card reader, Stephanie Mayo, and you're going to meet Stephanie and learn all about Stephanie this coming Friday. We'll also be taking phone calls too. So if we don't get your call today, you can call in on Friday, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Goddess Guidance, they're on break as well, but luckily we've got Dr. Rose here on the Wednesday show in the meantime. And mm-hmm. Saturday, this December 8th, Giving the Perfect Gift with Tarot. We're actually going to have a tarot spread for you. So, you know, if you're one of those last-minute gift buyers like me, great spread for figuring out, you know, especially if you got people in your life that have everything and you just don't know what to get them. Great spread for that. And then on Sunday, December 9th, The Power of Forgiveness, Hate Contracts and Forgiveness Release. I understand the forgiveness part, but I don't know what all the rest of that is about, so I have to tune in on Sunday myself. Spiritual Landscapes with Lottie and Francois, Frankie, all the way from Sweden. And then next Monday, December 10th, continuing the Archangel series, Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with Catherine Hahn. She's going to be helping everyone get to know Archangels Uriel and Raziel. And then, of course, we will be back next week. And hopefully Angela will be able to join us. We will be doing the Does Everybody Have a Calling / Life Purpose? We'll be answering that question Wednesday, December 12th. Hopefully Angela will be back. We will reschedule the topic for today's show and do it the following Wednesday, assuming we, you know, get Angela back. We'll do it like on the 19th or the 26th. So we will revisit this topic. PsycheTalk.net / upcoming to check out all the upcoming shows. That's right. Plus our guide to surviving the holidays post is in there as well at the bottom of the page. You got to go check this out, folks. A lot of great stuff out there. Was there a question in the chat room? Or are they just talking in there? I think they're just all chatting.
See. I think it's chatting, yeah. I haven't seen a question as of yet.
Okay. I haven't been able to glance in there but once or twice, and I thought I saw a question, but I was mistaken. So we'll go back to the phone lines now. And just as an aside, you know, you actually, where's my show notes here? I'm going to grab our URLs, our web addresses for our host page for each of us, and pop it in the chat room for everybody that's in there live right now. And for those of you listening in archive, okay, mine is psychictalk.net/Dax. Rose's is psychictalk.net/Dr. Rose or Dr. Rose. And Angela's is psychictalk.net/Angela. And that's so you can go and communicate with us between shows, ask questions, ask us to cover certain topics. You can also, you know, book a private long session with us rather than, you know, the 2 to 5 minutes we get to spend with you on air here. Plus, you might have something private that you wanted us to look at, you know. So that's where you do that. And we're going to go back to the caller lines. Waiting the longest in the wings here, all the way from New York City, it's Eli Hart. Eli.
Yay.
Hi.
Welcome aboard. What's going on?
Oh, I wanted to get a mini reading. I have recently applied to a metaphysics shop that I have a really strong feeling about. Problem is, it's a bit far away. I would need to take an Uber there. And with Uber, I would basically be working just to pay to get there. So I still want to try it because I need the experience and I have a really great feeling about that place. And the maybe 2-3 times a week. And the rest of the days have an actual job that would pay for everything else. The thing that scares me about that is that I'm basically setting myself up for working 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Yeah, you know, your plan for it, though, is really good. I've got positive cards showing up. The world card is in the center. This is going to let you accomplish everything that you want to accomplish. The two of pentacles is showing up, showing that, yeah, there's going to be a lot of juggling. A lot of juggling here. It will give you, you know, the page of coins study. It's going to give you an opportunity to gain this experience and all. Getting some swords cards, though, and you know, it's talking about, you should really give it some more thought. As a yes-no answer spread, I'm going to be honest, I'm not getting a lot of yeses on this. I'm getting two yeses, three nos. And what that typically means is it's more in the 50-50 realm. It could go either way and be successful. But it's more of a maybe. And it requires some more thought, Eli. This might not be the best avenue for you, even though it could work out. The world card is really showing that, you know, the page of coins, you're going to be able to gain the experience and the knowledge. But it might not be the course of action you want to take right now. And there might be a different way of accomplishing it. Juggling some things around with the schedule, less days at the more local, you know, close by type job.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a job close by, but so far no luck.
So that's what I'm getting. I don't know if Rose has any wise advice to add in here, but
I always do. No. Well, I think, I mean, this just on a very practical level, if you don't have the other position as of yet that will really give you the income, you know, to, you know, just take care of whatever your basic needs are, then I would definitely give this a second thought. It's probably a great place to be at, but if you're only working just for transportation to get there and back, you're not really benefiting from that. At least not financially, but that might take its toll on you, because it sounds like you're in a position where you really need to, you know, get a job to bring in some income. I would wait until you have something that's stable and then consider working at this other place. I mean, that's just my practical advice about that. The only other thing that came up for me when you talked about having difficulty finding something closer to you or in your area is to chant the mantra GUM, G-U-M, which is basically another seed mantra that doesn't have a specific meaning, but its effect is to remove obstacles. Whatever obstacles you're having in terms of finding something closer by that fits within your realm of needs, chant the GUM mantra. And I tell you this, that this is I've had a lot of success with this. GUM is connected to a particular archetype called Ganesha. He's the elephant head god in the Hindu pantheon. And he's all about removing obstacles. He's also very strategic in thinking and things of that nature. And I've had wonderful experiences where things will just open up automatically. In fact, it's usually the mantra I chant every morning. if I don't do anything else, I usually chant this mantra.
Oh, wow.
And so that's my advice. I can tell you a good story about, I'll tell you a really quick story about the Eli, and then we'll go on. But basically, I had this day where I was just feeling really bad about myself. I felt like, you know, because I work online, so I'm behind a computer a lot. I don't really go out a whole lot. So I was feeling unseen and unloved. And I actually have an altar up to Ganesha and whatnot. And I had tears in my eyes. I'm like, please help me. I don't know why I feel this way. I just do. And within 2 hours, I got a phone call from our state insurance company. They were coming into town, and they wanted someone to give a testimony about the state health insurance that they have. And I had a testimony. They heard the story. They said, great, come on down. You know, I'm thinking we're at a fair with different booths or, you know, a kiosk or something. Actually, there was a podium. There were people taking video. We had balloon trees on each side of the podium. They had a big bus out with the name of the state health insurance. They were doing a mural for this local area. I didn't even know any of this was going on. So, and that happened within a couple of hours. I got the phone call, and then when I went there, it was probably another couple of hours. So, you know, within a very short period of time, things really opened up. So that's my recommendation. That's my experience with GUM, and that's also my recommendation to people. If you're having any kind of obstacle, chant GUM. It will open up some doors for you.
Would it still be the 108 times a day?
Yeah, like I said, that's traditional.
Or
27 four times a day. And the good thing about doing it four times a day is that you're covering the whole day, right? So, yeah, you can. Yeah, the traditional thing is 108 times, but I'll give you a little hint about what even works better. And this is if you're open to this. And for me, these mantras are not just mantras, but it's really a seed of consciousness. They're really gods and goddesses in my universe. This is how I perceive it. So I'm a type of person who will always open my heart. If I'm having difficulty, I bring it to the table. I'm saying, look, this is what I'm going through. I really need your help. Please help me take care of this. And I'll chant either before or after I do something like that. And I have seen really wonderful things open up. So, you know, that's my tip for you. If you want to get a picture of Ganesha, that's great. You know, it's really up to you and how far you want to go. But you can still just chant and still get things to work as well. I just tell people, whatever you're holding on to, whatever issues you're having, just bring it to the table and then chant.
All right. That sounds great.
Yeah. Don't forget the card of the day. Don't forget the numerology and the card of the day, because the card of the day was talking about thinking outside the box, remember? And maybe that's kind of what you have to do. You know, you can take some alone time to do the chanting and, you know, go through the mantra for 27 times. And while you're still in that space, you know, open yourself up to other possibilities. You know, my favorite saying that I say all the time is that quote from Einstein, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Right. Well, one thing, Eli, I know you're in the chat room. Definitely think outside the box, and the gum mantra can help you do that. Eli, quick note, because you're in the chat room, I'm going to give you a link to a free audio you can download and you can listen to. This is actually a guru, Siddha master. You know, he's like a Vedic master who is chanting this. So just you can just listen to this. And it's about, I don't know, what, 11 minutes long? Okay? I'll supply that in just a moment.
All right, Eli. Thanks for the call, as always.
Thank you.
Awesome. That's Eli. We've actually interviewed him on the show. He's a budding tarot reader himself. And I'm hoping that in the beginning of the year, if everything goes swimmingly with what we were just talking about with Eli, then he'll be all set up to join us on the network as a host. And by the way, you know, you can do that too. Go to psychictalk.net, the top of any page, psychictalk.net. Click Become a Host. There's two ways to join us. You can have a custom radio show, or you can join us on these shows like Angela's doing with Rose and I. You get to come on with experienced hosts and get your feet wet and ease into being a radio host. You know, so if you've ever thought of doing your own radio show, we got several options, and you can check it out, psychictalk.net/hosts, or like I said, click Become a Host at the top of any page. We would love to get you on the network. The staff co-host opportunity, which is what I was just talking about, you know, joining us like Angela and our new host, Virginia, and some of our other new hosts that have been coming on the network. It's also a more affordable option. It's $37 a month. And go check that out. psychictalk.net/hosts. The beginning of the year, I should mention, you know, custom shows are $97 a week. That's a show where you pick and design the show. You know, you pick the custom name, you pick the theme, your co-host, you and your co-host or co-hosts design the show together, the topics and everything like that. You decide when you're going to be on air. And how many times a month and things along those lines. That's a custom show. And the custom show option starts at $97 for one or two hosts and three or four hosts, you know, each additional host is $20 more. So on a show with three hosts, that would come out to $39 a piece. Not bad at all if you want to do a custom show. But these are all introductory prices, and I just wanted to mention that it's all going up in 2019. So if you're on the fence thinking about it, lock in these introductory prices and join us as a host now. Go over to psychictalk.net. At the top of any page, click that Become a Host button. Get in contact with me. We'll talk about the different possibilities and see what's the best fit for you. Also, I wanted to send everybody over real quick, Rose, to the holiday sale page. I just put that in the chat room. And it's psychictalk.net/holiday sale. We've had this going all through the holidays, and it'll continue on through into the new year. And it's a really great deal where you can enroll in Maria's, that's Maria G. Moss from our Angelic Realm show on the first and third Sundays of the month with Sharona Rapsik. And her course is the Certified Angel Practitioner course, one of her courses. And you can enroll in that course. And when you do, you're going to get my course on numerology and tarot free. And not only that, you're going to get up to three certifications, the Certified Angel Practitioner, Certified Tarot Reader, Certified Numerologist. You're going to get those free as well. Those are normally separate charges. In addition to that, you're going to get free membership in the International Association of Angel Practitioners and in the Tarot Guild. And if that wasn't enough, you're also going to get a free reading / coaching session with me live.
Nice. That's a treat,
yes,
everybody.
It's because you've done it. I know you've done it. And, you know, whether you want to do a private reading, a session about life questions, or specifically about your career and moving forward as an angel practitioner or a tarot reader or a numerologist or all the above, you know, you can use it as a coaching session, you can use it as a reading session, or both, whatever you want. So you get all of that. You get the reading free, you get the membership to both organizations free, you get the three certifications free, and you get my course free when you enroll in Maria's Certified Angel Practitioner course. Go over to psychictalk.net/holiday sale. It's the only place you can get this package. It's not available on the tarotguild.org website. It's not available on angelpractitioners.com, the IAP's website.
Wow.
It's only available through these radio shows. So you need to go over to psychictalk.net/holiday sale to get this package. You can only use that button on that page to get this package. So go check it out. It's an awesome deal. You're getting, I don't know, in the area of $600-$700 value for the price of just one course. Maria calls it our buy one, get one, but buy one course, get one course. But you actually get so much more with that package.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out, psychictalk.net/holiday sale. It's fantastic. It'll be going on for a little longer, you know, through the new year. And then it's going away forever. All righty. Let's see. So who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 916, waiting there patiently. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? You're live on Psychic Talk.
Hi, my name is Deborah, and I'm calling from the Sacramento area.
Sacramento, so you're fairly close to Rose in the Bay Area.
Yes, not too far, 2 hours, about 2 hours.
What was your name again? I'm sorry, can you say your name again?
Deborah.
Oh, Deborah, yeah, that's right, Deborah, because I was typing that in on your line, so we know that's Deborah's line there. So it is open lines and mini readings. What do you want to chat about, Deborah? We're here to answer your questions, whatever they may be.
Yeah, I have a question regarding geographical move. I've been wanting to move ever since my daughter and granddaughter moved out of state. I've been wanting to move with them because we're so close, or I am so close with them. I've been to visit them twice. They only moved in July. And my husband has an opportunity where he may be able to go there, but I'm just wondering if that's actually going to come out, you know, manifest.
Dax, are you there?
I think we might have lost him.
Oh, no.
No, I was just on mute. I was on mute while Deborah was talking, and I was looking at the cards, trying to figure this out. And, boy, there's that Two of Pentacles again. Deborah, it's a juggling act. It really is. It's a juggling act. I'm not saying it can't happen, won't happen. I'm just saying it's a juggling act, you know. The central card, you know, if you really want this to happen, yeah, it's the eight card. It's the strength card, and in numerology, eight is the card of abundance. You know, you can make this happen, but, you know, it's you. It's literally you making it happen. It's having – the strength card is about having that inner fortitude and strength. And to me, that aligns with the law of attraction, you know, manifesting this. As a yes-no spread, it's the exact same thing that we got for Eli. It's coming out as maybe, but it's not giving me a strong yes or a strong no for that matter. You know, so it's not saying yes. It's not saying no. You know, it's saying that there's more to look at here, especially the, you know, Two of Pentacles, that the juggling aspect of this. Again, the Page of Coins shows up, which also showed up for – that showed up for Eli too, right, Rose?
I believe so.
Or was it the – or it might have been the previous caller. But anyway, that's a card, again, about study and focus. Mm. He's focused in on the pentacle. You know, if you want to manifest this, you have to focus on it and do a visualization as if it already exists. You're already there. If you have to physically travel there – and take a deep breath and go, okay, what's it actually going to feel like? I'm now living here. What's that going to be like? You know, and do a five sensory, 365 degree visualization. So when I say visualize, you're not just seeing it, you know, but you're hearing it, smelling it, tasting, you know, the whole five senses. You got to bring everything into it in order to manifest this in. But the Page of Coins also suggests, Deborah, you know, more study about this, looking at the living arrangements and analyzing. And remember the card of the day, the Hangman. There might be a slight delay on this, and also thinking outside the box. How can you make this happen, but make it happen in a better way? Is what it's talking about to me here. And some of the cards showing up are talking about emotional fulfillment. You want to make sure that it's emotionally fulfilling all the way around, not just you, but, you know, hubby and everything, and everybody and everything else, you know, so.
Right. And that's a good point, because my granddaughter's three, but I have a new grandson who's 4 months old, so I'd be leaving one or another. And that's how one family member put it. They're like, well, you're leaving one, or you want to leave one for another one. And I'm like, well, I'm really close with the first one. She's been with me from birth, living with me. You know, when she moved, it was a big change.
Yeah. Give it a lot more thought. Think outside the box. And you might need, and just with Eli, like with Eli, you might need to get into that space where you can try to separate yourself emotionally and look at it rationally, and also be open to things coming in, information coming in. And I'm sure Rose has thoughts on how to do that. Don't you, Rose?
I have a lot of I like what you're saying, Dax, and with the reading and all. There was one thing that came, well, a couple of things that came up, and recently I've been doing research on karma, and one of the things that I was looking at is what they call space karma. You know, like where you live geographically and the community that surrounds you is really important. And you want to make sure that wherever you go, wherever you decide to move to, that you have that supportive environment for, you know, what you want to do in life, whether it's, you know, coming close to your grandchild or whatever, you know, whatever it is your purpose is or what, you know, what you're doing. You want to make sure you have that good, what we call space karma. You know, it's like the perfect neighborhood. And that also kind of leads into what Dax was talking about, when you're using the law of attraction, if this is where you really want to go, then, you know, imagine what the house is or the home that you're going to be in, and what is it going to feel like? What does it look like? What does it taste like? I know that sounds odd, but taste is a very powerful kind of attractor. Like recently I had a taste that, what was it? I was in this meditation and they're saying, you know, if you want to build wealth, what does it taste like? And I had this vision of like this, I don't know what you call these. They're kind of like a little, a lemon cake, not like the cake that you cut like a birthday party, but there's like square shaped or something and it has powdered sugar on the top. And it's a very, I mean, when you think about it, you're like, oh, wow, yes, I would love to have something like that, right? So taste is also a very strong sensory that you can use as a part of that as well. So just make sure that you have things lined up. As Dax said, do a little bit more, you know, research on that and make sure that whatever you decide to do, you know, this is something that you really want and that you have your supportive environment around you to make that happen.
Right, right. And it kind of goes hand in hand with, I don't know if I have time for a second question or not.
Go ahead.
Actually, we're at the end of the show here, and we have another caller to get to. So, but you can call in on Friday's show. That would be great to have you call in on Friday. You know, of course, we'll be back on Wednesday, next Wednesday too.
Okay, I will try to call again on Friday or Wednesday then. Great. Thank you
thanks
for that information.
Thanks for calling in, Deborah.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
bye-bye.
And thanks for calling in. Yeah. So
thank you.
It was another. It was another one of those maybes in the cards, you know, and I just tell it how it is because, you know, if the cards give me a strong yes, I tell the callers. If the cards give me a strong no, I tell them as well. I don't sugarcoat things and say, oh, yeah, well, yeah, you can make this happen, you know, and everything. You know, if they ask me, is this going to happen, and it says no, I tell them no, you know, and that doesn't mean they can't make it manifest. That doesn't mean, it just means that, you know, maybe this particular job is not going to come through or this particular new house or relationship or what have you, you know. But I just don't believe in sugarcoating things. And the same thing,
no,
you know, when there, exactly. And when there's not a strong answer, you know, when it's a maybe, that it's the tarot saying, you know, the universe is saying through the tarot that there's more to be done. And it's the same thing, you know, with Deborah and with Eli, you know, there's more analysis. There's thinking outside of the box. I think that's why the card of the day, you know, came up like it did. It's kind of a theme that we've been going through with all these callers. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I've noticed that tremendously on this call. That's great. That's why I love that when you do the card and numerology for the day. So it kind of, that's like the universe telling us, okay, this is what's coming up. Be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we kind of know what the theme is already. So, you know, the theme today was thinking outside the box. We have one more caller on the queue here and that we're going to be able to get to. If we don't get your call today, or like in the case of Deborah, you have another question. Hey, we're going to be back on Friday. At least I'm going to be back with Sue. And wait, let me bring that up again here because I don't want
Beth,
to mess
let
it
me,
up.
Let me interrupt you for a quick second because there was a question in the in the chat room that someone wanted to know about favorable numbers for, I believe it was marriage. I'm trying to find that.
Okay.
Hold on. I am intrigued about the marriage date numbers. Are certain numbers unfavorable? I told the person I was going to ask, and I just realized I hadn't asked that. So can we do that next? Is that possible?
We'll do that, and then we'll go. Yes, we have time. We'll do that, and then we'll go right to the caller. The next caller is area code 917, so I want to give them a heads up. We're about to come to you, so get ready. But we'll answer this question quickly. Also, I wanted to mention that Friday's show, again, it is our new radio host, professional psychic medium and tarot card reader Stephanie Mayo. She's a third-generation psychic. And her mom, we're going to get her mom on this show, I swear to God. We are going to get her on and interview her because,
oh, really?
I mean, just the history of their family is just amazing. And Stephanie is an amazing reader, psychic medium and card reader, so... that's going to be a great show to call in this Friday, folks. And let's see. Now, as far as the numbers go, it's a complicated thing. It's not as simple as the way it's being phrased there by the listener in the chat room where, you know, favorable numbers. There's no such thing as favorable numbers. Yes, there are a couple of numbers that kind of lean towards that, but in general, it's really looking at your full chart of nine numbers, your spouse-to-be, his or her full chart of nine numbers, analyzing how they interact with each other, and then what would, you know, base a lot on your life paths, but also the other eight numbers. What would be the most favorable date? It's not as simple as, you know, you should always get married on a six. You know, it's not that simple.
Right.
It's more.
Right.
Yes. And remember, the six of the month, you know, shows up every month, you know, but also other numbers too, like the third of the month. Well, the 12th of the month is the same energy because 1 + 2 = 3.
Three.
And the 21st of the month, 2 + 1 = 3. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's different days, but also it's the whole date. You got to reduce the whole date as well. So you're working with the day number and you're working with the entire date. Yes. So it's more complicated than that. However, I will throw out that, and this is really general, folks. You know, I mean, you got to consult an actual numerologist and get your charts analyzed. You know, if you're going to get married and you want to pick a date. Same thing is true for planning families. And folks come to numerologists. They come to us for help with names when they're having a kid or names for their business to make it more abundant or profitable, you know. Or maybe they want something else out of it. So maybe they want it to be more altruistic. Maybe their business involves helping people. It's a let's say it's a 501c, you know. Then you might want a business name that reduces to a 9 versus an 8, which is abundance, you see. Now there are numbers that are a little bit more favorable in tarot. If you think of the 4 of Wands, which often shows up when there's a happy celebration, and especially with other cards surrounding it, often talks about a wedding reception and it going really smooth and, you know, swimmingly well, smooth and everything like that. So the 4 of Wands, that's a 4 card. 4 is structure. That's a good number. Even better is 6. Because 6 is that return to balance and harmony right after the chaos of 5, which today is a 5 day. Yeah, 6 is balance and harmony. It's also hearth and home. And you may want that energy when you're getting married and starting a new family like that. Another thing to look at, maybe you're looking for abundance. Maybe this is a different kind of marriage, not really a, you know, creating a family kind of marriage. There are other types of marriages, folks. Some people get together because they are a power team. And together they're better than when they're apart. And so they want something different out of it. They want more. They want abundance. They want that eight energy. So it may be an eight date that we're looking for. So that's another aspect to it, Rose. It's not just the analysis and the favorable date. It's favorable how. How do you want it to be favorable? You have to do a session with the couple and analyze their charts with them and, you know, do a reading, pull some cards, and talk to them about, you know, what is the outcome, you know, and that's how you figure out a more favorable date. So big answer to what seemed like a simple question, but there you go, folks.
Great. Thank you for doing
that. It's more complicated than people think, Rose. The other thing, before we go to the call, I just wanted to say that, you know, a lot of us numerologists, we shoot ourselves in our own feet. You know, even the most famous numerologists out there, and you hear them on the radio and the TV shows and things like that, you know, and they really simplify this way too much. It's a lot more complicated mm-hmm. than it comes across from what you hear on television and radio shows, even the really good numerologists, you know, and they're making it sound a lot simpler than it actually is.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to go to that last caller, area code 917. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh,
hello,
hey,
917.
Yeah, my name is Tim, calling from New York. How are you guys doing today?
Another New York call. Great. What was your name again? I didn't catch
Tim, it. Tim, T-I-M. Yep. Tim?
Tim. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a little bit muffled there, but you're sounding better. Get close to the microphone there. And what do you want to chat about?
I hope this is better. So I just wanted to chat
much
about
better.
I've heard you guys. I'm going to go back and listen to the rebroadcast. I've heard you guys giving out some mantras. I just had a question of any mantras or assistance I can get or what the cards say about me trying to bring in a new job/career/abundance just into my life.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Great question. And Dr. Rose, I want you to go first on this one because Tim asked about, you know, the mantras, and
mantras,
while you're doing that,
right.
I have some part. The
yeah,
mantras. Or the, we'll call
mantras,
them the rantras
right.
after Rose.
The mantras.
The rantras.
So, let me just ask you a question, Tim. How long have you been looking? Has it been a while?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's kind of like I'm looking but not really looking because I'm not really sure what the next move is. So it's come time where I have to do something, definitely.
Okay. So do you think that you're also having an issue with deciding on what you want to do?
Yeah,
okay.
That is 1,000%.
Perfect. So the gum mantra, the one that removes obstacles, it removes all obstacles, anything that has to do with somehow you not being clear about something or not able to find what you're looking for, that kind of thing. And people have even used it for basic things like getting good parking at the store or something like that. Or if they're in traffic, they'll start chanting gum. I've seen people do this, and I'm like, if it works for you, use it. You know, it's all any kind of negative, anything that's stopping you or presenting an obstacle. So my advice to you is first you want to get clear about what you want to do. And I recommend chanting the gum mantra. That's G-U-M.
Okay.
Sounds like chewing gum. But as I said in the show earlier, it doesn't have a specific meaning. It's more about its function. And gum is about removing obstacles both inside of you and outside of you. So you want to make sure that you chant that. There are a lot of people who will chant that before they begin their day, whether that's the morning for you or some other time during the day. Traditionally, as we said, it's you can chant it 108 times in one session, which would probably be about maybe 11 minutes or so, 11 or 12 minutes. Or as Dax was saying, you could chant it 27 times 4 times a day, and that will get you to 108 as well. So it's
okay,
up to you.
Okay.
And you can chant it in a meditative state if you want to do that, or you can just chant it throughout the day and just say gum, gum. You know, if you're not really focused in on something or you're doing a mundane task, just chant gum. And just be clear about this is, you know, that you're chanting this because you want to be clear about what your next direction is going to go, you know,
gotcha.
In terms of what you're looking for employment. So that's my recommendation. And then once you're ready, once you're clear about what you want, I would still continue to chant gum. It's always a great base mantra for anything you need. I would also add the mantra Shreem Brzee. This is a very unique mantra in the sense that Shreem, also a seed mantra, it attracts money and prosperity and abundance. Brzee is, I would say, relatively new. It came in a particular Vedic reading that a guru master had, and it's about removing what we call a poverty consciousness, the scarcity. It removes that. So Shreem, which is S-H-R-E-E-M, and Brzee is
okay.
B-R-Z-E-E. B-R-Z-E-E. Shreem Brzee. And you can do
B-R-Z-E-E.
That the same in terms of
got it.
Right. And you can do that, chant that the same number of times of 108 a day. And like I said, if you can do more, do more. You know.
Okay.
If you can,
okay.
That's okay.
No problem.
But at least, I would say at least 108, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I do have a 108 rosary, which I keep wrapped around my – not a rosary. Is it called a rosary? Okay, I have a 108 mala, I think it's called, wrapped around my
mala, that's
yeah.
Right. That's right.
Yes.
Those are four, so you can count off the 108. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
Got it.
Okay, Dax.
Nice, and
on.
I am getting some great stuff for Tim here. It's all about choices. And first thing is the Two of Wands. Wands is that fire energy. It's the career often, what it's talking about. With the Two of Wands, it's, you know, open-mindedness, being open to other possibilities. It's in alignment with our theme for today that we got from the card of the day, the Hanged Man. Thinking outside the box, Tim. And this is also a card of patience and creativity and courage to move forward, all right? And this is a big choice because it's showing up with one of the major arcana cards, the Lover's card. The Lover's card is a card of choices. A lot of people always, you know, think that it's about relationship, and it is. It comes up in relationship readings and so forth and meaningful relationships and harmony and union and things like that. But originally it was a card of choices, and it's also balance, and which is also in alignment with the Two of Wands. The number two is a balanced number. It's one and one. Okay, so
yeah.
Choices, and what's showing up to help you along the way, the Moon card, which is talking about dreams, and you can program your dreams and have the ideas, the seeds for what you're supposed to be doing come through your dreams. So you put the pen and paper, you know, next to your bed there as you go to sleep, and as you're drifting off and laying your head down on the pillow, you program your dreams for the universe to give you clues, information, maybe outright what you're supposed to be doing. And when you wake up in the morning, before you do anything else, before you even start doing that mantra, the first thing you're going to do is grab that pen and paper and write down everything you can remember from your dreams, and, you know, do that for a whole week. Call us back on Wednesday and see where you're at. And we can maybe pull some more cards and help you along with more
sounds
crystallizing.
Good. One question. Do you have any tips for remembering dreams? I notoriously go to sleep late, which is I'm trying to get to bed at a decent time, but I just feel like I don't remember any dreams. I don't know if it's because I'm going to sleep at 1 a.m. every night, but I'm trying to get into bed at 11 and hopefully put the intent to remember dreams and hoping to then. Okay, got it.
Yes, I actually have a little more information in the cards I'm going to tell you about, but
there are some
ideas here. One is what you just talked about. Okay, in order to facilitate, I call it dreamscaping, and in order to facilitate that, you have to set out 7, 8, 9 hours solid.
Okay.
It's the way it's designed to function. Okay. Number two, that will help you remember your dreams. This is going to sound strange. Drink a lot of water. Lot of water. Yes. It cleans out the system. It especially if you can get electrolytes in it as well, it helps with the connections with the synapses. And it actually helps the dreaming state. You know, drinking a lot of water helps everything, and it does help with the dreaming. The other thing, of course, is to program the dream. A lot of times we don't remember because it's not consequential. But if you sit down, well, not sit down, if you lay down and you program your dreams right as you're going to sleep, you're going into that alpha state. You're already connecting with the subconscious. And the subconscious is here to help us along the way, give us answers, and it does it through dreams often and daydreaming as well. And you can program it because it's going to do what you tell it to do. And so you're going to consciously program your dreams. You're going to tell it, you know, you're going to say, I'm going to remember my dreams when I wake up, and I'm going to be able to write them down. And during my dreams, I want to learn X, Y, Z. So you do that whole process of programming that A, you're going to remember your dreams when you wake up, and B, you're going to get those answers. Now, it doesn't mean it happens overnight, okay? That's why I said call us back in a week. You have to do this every night and start drinking the water now, and you have to do it every night, and you have to, you know, set aside, okay, I'm going to make sure I get at least 7, preferably 8, 9 hours of sleep. I'm going to plan it that way. You know, I got to get up at 6, so I'm going to get to sleep by 10, 11 at the latest, you know, and get that full stretch so that the dreams can happen. Yeah. And so you can often when we can't remember it, it's because they happened quickly in not a fully rested state. So we're going, we're not going into REM. We go into REM like multiple times every night. That's why you'll have multiple dreams too. Rapid eye movement. When you get into the REM state, and the thing is, if you don't give enough time, the REM cycles are cut short. You don't have as many things like that. So that's why you really got to stretch it out, you know, even if it's just for 1 week. It's like, okay, if it's too hard, you know, to think about this, then just reframe it by saying, hey, it's only a week. You know, the next 7 nights, I'm going to go to sleep earlier and get the full, you know, and then I can go back to my, you know, playing World of Warcraft till 2 a.m. and wake up at 5, you know, whatever it is that keeps you up at night. I know that's what keeps me up is playing World of Warcraft. Anyway, so that's what you do. Start drinking the water, plan out ahead of time over the next 7 days, you know, this amount of time, start programming your dreams. Don't expect it to happen instantaneously. What you'll find is as the nights and those mornings go on, as you wake up, you'll start remembering more and more. And by the 6th, 7th day, it'll be flowing a lot easier, and you'll be able to write these things down, and then we can talk to you on air again, maybe.
Okay.
So here's a little bit more.
Sure.
Two other cards showing up, the 5 of Swords, and this card has a lot of different meanings. Often it's defeat, loss, failure. It's often talking about things like winning at the expense of another. But another big thing that a lot of readers don't mention is that it talks about communication problems. So the cards are wanting you to work on communication during this whole process of figuring out what you're going to do, making the decision, doing the mantras, doing the dreamscaping to get the information that you need. And during this whole process, which, you know, start out with this first week and then stretch it out longer as needed, you know, work on your communication. the final thing, the big thing, is the Nine of Pentacles or the Nine of Coins. That is the card of the self-made person, the self-made man. This is a huge, huge clue. It shows up at the very last card in the spread. So it's a huge clue telling us that you are supposed to be running your own business. You're supposed to be working for yourself. So add that into the mix as you program your dreams to get the what that is information. You're supposed to be an entrepreneur.
Got it.
And one final aspect of the Moon card that I wanted to throw out there is that the Moon card also talks about our intuition, gut instincts, psychic abilities. There's a huge clue there, too, that you need to be open to your psychic abilities. That'll help you make this big decision, but also that that's something you're supposed to be doing anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hope that all helped you out, Tim.
You guys have been a tremendous help. I will talk to you soon. I'm going to get to work.
Awesome. Get to work, Tim. Drink some water. Do those mantras.
You got it.
All right.
Definitely follow back up with you guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. All right.
Bye, Tim. Thanks. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week or in the future here. I was a little worried at the beginning of the show with Angela not being able to get on, but it's okay because we're going to reschedule the healing modalities in the aura and experiment. But we had a great show, didn't we, Rose? Even though Angela couldn't be with us.
Yeah, it was a really great show in so many different ways. And just it's always a pleasure to help people. And we got a lot of callers that we were able to help today. So that's wonderful. And probably other people, too, that didn't call in.
Helped a lot of people. Yeah, and then the listeners as well. Yeah. That's one of the big takeaways. You know, we're about to go into our 10th year of broadcasting. We've literally helped tens of thousands of people. And I'm very proud of that. And I love the work that we do. And I want to throw out there that, you know, if this is the work that you also do, maybe you're a life coach or a spiritual life coach or a hypnotherapist or a Reiki master. Maybe you're an astrologer or a tarot reader or a psychic or a psychic medium. Pet psychic. Oh, God, we'd love to have more pet psychics. whatever the modality that you work with, you're going to advance yourself and also advance us as a network by your presence. We would love for you to be – got a big truck going by. Sorry, guys. We would love for you to be a host on Psychic Talk Radio. And you can go over to our website, psychictalk.net, and click Become a Host at the top of any page. Get a hold of myself, or Rose is also a producer, so is Sue Schumacher. So Dr. Rose here, Sue Schumacher, Mary Brown is also a producer on the network, and myself. You know, you can contact any of us and ask questions about becoming a host on Psychic Talk, and we would love for you to join us for 2019. And even this month, we'll get you on quick, folks. And we're looking to expand the network, double the number of hosts that we have now. We're planning a second channel on Blog Talk, believe it or not. We're going to have multiple shows every day of the week. So things are blowing up here. We're at 18 hosts and 11 shows right now. And we'd love for you to be part of that. Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing, isn't it, Rose, where we've come since April?
Absolutely. We've really grown.
We just had our 200th episode show, and you can listen to that in the archives, folks. And wow, you know, 18 hosts, 11 shows, and we want to get up to 40. Yeah, we're really going for it. So, go over to psychictalk.net, click Become a Host at the top of any page. Remember our holiday sale. Maybe you want to get started with this. And like Tim, being an entrepreneur. And, you know, we've got two fantastic courses. Teaches you how to work with angels, become an angel practitioner, become a tarot reader, become a numerologist, or all the above. And you're going to get your certifications and be all set to do radio and to get out there and help people, go over to psychictalk.net/holiday sale and check that out. Thanks to all of our listeners and our wonderful callers, and especially thanks to you, Rose.
Ah, you're very welcome. This is a lovely experience. I'm just loving it.
Awesome.
I think we work well together. And Dax, one thing.
We do.
But I didn't know that you were a gamer, and so am I. So we have to talk offline.
Oh, wow. That would be, you know, what I'd love to do is, you know, I only just got back into gaming, to be honest with you. I had done it for many years, and I took a huge break, and I went back to World of Warcraft, and I've been doing it again for about 3 weeks, and I'll talk more about it on another show, maybe next Wednesday.
Yeah.
And in a little over 3 weeks, I've gone from level 1 to level 63, and I'm on my way, you know, at I'd love to get together with other folks out there, whether they're other hosts or listeners to the broadcast or callers, anybody that does World of Warcraft, and if we can get on a realm together and play, wouldn't that be great?
That's fantastic, yeah. We should definitely do that for another show. Gaming, what is the spiritual aspects of gaming?
Exactly, I find it actually helps me. It's kind of an odd meditative practice that takes me out of the common realm into something else, a different – I feel like I'm in a different space, and I think it's a great topic for discussion. Let's write that down as one of our topics for discussion.
We will definitely do that.
Awesome, awesome. By the way, I'm a mage. And my name, my character's name, is my name backwards. It's Zad, X-A-D.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool.
Zad,
maybe you'll get some more people to join your realm. That would be great.
Yeah, I can't even remember where I am. I think I'm on Hakkar. So, you know, give me a shout-out, Facebook, whatever, and, you know, let's go do some stuff together. It would be a lot of fun. All righty, well, let's say goodbye to everybody. I'm going to say goodbye, Rose. Bye, Angela. I know you were with us in spirit. And goodbye to all our listeners. And we will see you next week. I'll be back on Friday. Talk to you later, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Rose.